look, man, God don't love you. And if God really loved you, then this would happen. And that would, can I just remind you, look here, God's still good. He's still on the throne. And no matter what time it is, God still loves you. When I think about it, Zacharias and Elizabeth, I look at verse number 13, and I want you to see this. They were praying for something. Look at what they were praying for. Verse number 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now listen. Out of 400-something years of dark period, no prophetical statement, all of a sudden an angel appears unto Zacharias. You know why? Listen. Because Zacharias was where he was supposed to be. I've often thought about this. If the rapture was to take place, you know where I'd like to be if the rapture to take place? Right here. I mean, there's no, but look, if it takes place, Miss Alicia, if it takes place in the Walmart, that's fine. But I'd really like for it to be right here. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want to go to heaven with any other greater people than you guys. Amen. Thank God. I mean, one of these days you're sitting in here, maybe we're singing something, and bam, somewhere gone. I mean, just absolutely gone from the ministry right to the presence of the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful? Just be right there with the Lord Jesus Christ. But Zachariah, hey, look here. You're here this morning. You're looking. As the gas goes up, your eyes gets a little bit clearer. Amen. Amen. As it gets worse down here, our eyes gets a little bit clearer on what's over there. Amen. We just look in a little bit deeper. Amen. Brother Jerry, one of these days, amen, the trumpet's going to sound. Amen. I'm going to stay on my post. I want to be on my post when the trumpet sounds. Amen. And then when the glory comes for us, I want to get on board. Thank God. Amen. I don't want to be in the world. Thank God. I don't want to be hung over. I don't want to be man on a drunken stupor. I don't want a man listen to me. I don't want to be trying to come in to repent. I want to be right with God when the Lord comes. Amen. Whew, one of these days. I'm telling you, just keep looking. Just keep waiting. Because it's going to happen. Jesus is coming soon. Now get this. This angel appears. And he appears to Zacharias. You remember what the text said in the beginning? He was a priest. And by that man of God just said, hey, I don't care what the world does. I'm going to be where God put me. I'm going to be in this place. The Bible speaks about the altar of incense. And that altar of incense has to do with the representation of sending some things up. Sending some things up. And while Zacharias was probably sending some things up for the people, he is also sending some things up for himself, him and his wife. You know what one of them things were? He's saying, God. He's saying, God, we want a youngin'. We want a youngin'. And as they went past their 20s, he's saying, God, we want a youngin'. As they went past their 30s, he said, God, we want a youngin'. As they passed 50 and 60 and 70, he said, we want a youngin'. God, we want a youngin'. And God said, yeah, all right, but not till I say. Now, I want to remind you this morning that God Almighty knows. God knows what time it is. God knows what time we're living in, amen. So this is what God did. God saw the faithfulness of Zacharias and Elizabeth, and this is what he did. He said, I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to send them a son. And I tell you, when I send that boy, he's going to be a bulldozer for my son. He's going to prepare the way and make his path straight. That's what he's going to do. You say, why, preacher? Because that mom and daddy was over there living right for God. They was living on call. They was waiting on the soon coming of the Lord Jesus. And I tell you, they had some eyes focused on the fact of his first coming. Now get this. The angel says in the text, Kevin, if you go in the text, it says his name is Gabriel. The angel Gabriel, amen. It was the same angel that came and foretold about Jesus' birth, amen. So while these things were taking place, this angel Gabriel comes to Zacharias and Elizabeth. And he comes to him and he says this. He said, you're going to have a son. And Zacharias, I bet he pulled his false teeth out and said, are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me right now? He said, man, we're well stricken in years. Are you for real? I can go back in my Bible and show you many times, Abraham and Sarah, how that God, listen, young. Praise God, young as we love you, but I want to tell you something. God does some good things with old people sometimes, amen. God does some wonderful things with our elderly, some of our senior saints. God does some amazing things with them. They're steady in the boat. Zacharias and Elizabeth. He said, are you kidding me? We're going to have a baby. He said, you're going to name him John. He said, his name's going to be John. You know what the word John means? The name John means grace.
Well, friends, I hate to cut in right there, but our time has come and gone. But the name John means the grace of God. I'm thankful that God sent his amazing grace our way, amen, through the form of a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We do appreciate you. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.